Welcome to the Big Idea to Bestseller podcast, where we are turning your dream of writing a book into your reality. On this show, you'll learn how to write, publish, and launch a nonfiction book from the most elite professionals and entrepreneurs from around the world. I'm your host, Jake Kelfer, four-time bestselling author and founder of the Big Idea to Bestseller program, and I'm here to reveal the secrets of what it takes to write an incredible book to grow your business, become the go-to expert, and change the world. So whether you want more credibility, you want more coaching clients, you want to start a business, or you simply want to share a powerful message, this podcast was made for you. Let's go! I was at an event giving a keynote, and after the event, someone came up to me and they said, Jake, how do I know if I'm ready to write my book? And I thought for this for a little bit, and I want to elaborate on this for you because one of the most common questions that I'm asked is it the right time? Am I ready to tell my story? Should I tell my story? How much of my story can I tell? How much do I need to have lived or experienced or have achieved before I'm ready to write my book? And I'm going to give you three quick ways to know if you are ready for your book. Okay. The first way to know if you are ready for your book or not is when you get that feeling. Okay. And you know that feeling that I'm talking about, right? Like when you feel compelled to do something, even if you don't have a clear plan or you don't know what's on the other side of it, or you don't know what it's going to take, but you feel that in your gut and then it keeps coming up, right? When you feel that pull. I know for me that when I was thinking about writing my fourth book and I was thinking about how I wanted to create it, there was a pull that said, do the challenge. And so it really took that inside of me and I said, okay, I'm being called to do that. Let's trust it, even though we don't know what's on the other side of it or what will come of it, but let's trust it and let's go for it. Because here is the real truth to know if your story is ready to be told. When you get that feeling to share, it means that some part of you wants to share. And the truth is, nobody knows your story better than you. Nobody has lived your life except for you. And so while you may not have experienced everything, you may not be at the pinnacle of your life at this point, you may not be at the rock bottom of your life at this point, but you have lived your life, whatever it is, from the time you were born to the moment you're listening to this right now, you have lived your life. And that is what is important, because your story matters. And there is somebody out there right here, right now, that is waiting for your book to be alive, your book to be birthed, because they've read all the other books and it hasn't hit. Somebody's out there waiting for your style, your voice, your story. And so that gut feeling, that is one of the easiest ways to know that it's time to write a book. If you keep thinking about it, if you keep coming back to it, oh, I think I should write a book. I want to write a book. I should write a book. That's a huge way to recognize that you're probably ready to begin the book writing adventure, okay? Now, the second way that I'm going to share with you is something that is called I'll give you an analogy. It's the scar versus wound analogy. And here's what this means. A lot of times when you are writing a book, especially if you're writing a nonfiction book to grow your business, whether it's a legacy book, a memoir, whatever it is, okay? There are elements of your story that you are going to share. And writing a book is a vulnerable process. It's an emotional process. We have people that write books to heal from losing a loved one. You have to relive. We have people who talk about their past. They have to relive some of those experiences that hardened them, that got them to where they are today, that built them and who they are today and the lesson that they've learned. And so sometimes writing a book can be emotional. It can be vulnerable, but often that's where the real truth is. And so here's kind of how I like to address this when people are feeling this way, and it's wound versus scar. A wound is something that is not yet healed, right? You get a bruise and you're sore. You scrape your entire arm and there's blood everywhere and you have a scab. That's a wound. And if you try to do things too quickly, you're going to reopen that and it's going to cause more pain and take longer for you to heal. A scar, on the other hand, is a wound that is fully healed. So that even if you scrape your arm again, you already have the scar. It's not going to open up again. And so if you're thinking about writing a book, I want you to ask yourself, are the stories you're going to share, are they wounds or are they scars? If you are thinking that everything that you're going through is a wound, okay? And you're not ready to go to that next level with it because you're afraid that it might get broken open again and you have to go through a lot more, well, then maybe that's a wound and you need to wait a little bit. But if it's a scar, well, the damage has been done, right? You're fully healed from that. Not saying that in life you're fully healed from everything, but in this analogy, when you have a scar, you're healed from it. And so if it's a scar, you can talk about it more frequently without worry of it being reopened. We see this a lot in book writing to really help people know if they are sometimes emotionally ready to share some of the things. When people go through divorces, is it a wound? Okay, meaning if you talk about it, it's gonna cause other issues, or is it a scar? It happened and you okay to talk about it. Another way to think about this scar versus wound is oftentimes a scar, if somebody challenges you or disagrees with you, you don't have the same reaction versus if it's a wound. And if someone brings it up, it can trigger different things. So that's another way to know if you're ready to write a book. Is it a wound or is it a scar? And then the third way to really determine if you're ready to write your book, and this is what I call the 1 to 2 steps ahead rule, okay? And most people think that in order for them to write a book, they have to have achieved a certain level of success, status, fame, financial, whatever it is, but they feel that they have to be something or someone, and only then are they validated to and credible enough to write that book. And I was this person. Because when I wrote my first book, I wrote a career development book. The thing was, though, I had 1 year of career experience. And everybody said, Jake, who are you to write this book? And I said, who am I to write this book? Like, what do I know? Like, people have been experts on this industry longer than I have been alive, let alone in the actual workforce. But what I learned from this, because that book went on to be a best-selling book. It was used at college syllabi. I got invited to speak at college programs and high school programs all around the country based on career development. And here's the thing that you got to realize. And this is why it's called the 1 to 2 steps ahead rule, is you don't need to be the world's greatest, foremost expert in a particular topic. You just need to be 1 to 2 steps ahead of where your ideal reader is in their adventure. At the time of my first book, I didn't really understand this concept. But now looking back, I wasn't the career world foremost expert. I was just beginning my career. But the way that I wrote the book, I was 1 to 2 and sometimes even 10 steps ahead of the people I was writing the book for. And so when I reflected, not only was I definitely someone who was capable of writing the book for that audience, but I was one of the best people in the world to write that book for that audience because I was just like them. I didn't have 20 years of forgetting and living and growing up. I had just gone through that experience and I had learned what I could share with them. And so that's why it became such a great guide for millennials who wanted to stand out in the job market and why people were so receptive and responsive to my book, even though I didn't have a ton of expertise or a ton of experience compared to the people that have been around for the longest time. And so if you can be 1 to 2 steps ahead of your reader, that's magical. That's all you need to help them get from where they're at to where they want to go. Let me give you an example here. Let's just say you are a 7 on your journey on a scale of 1 to 10. Okay, you're at a 7. You've done the work. You've put in the effort. You started as a 1. You've done everything you can to get to a 7. Okay? And you're deciding if you're ready to write a book or not. And you're like, no, I'm not there yet. But let me ask you this. If a person's at a 1, aka where you were a while ago, whether it was 6 months, a year, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, if someone's at a 1 and you got them to a 6, would that change their life? Go back to you. When you were a 1, if someone could have helped you immediately get from a 1 to a 6 and shorten that time horizon for $20 in the form of a book, wouldn't that have changed your life? Yeah. Your story matters. Okay, let me give you one more example of this. This is a numerical example here. If 1 is starting a business and 10 is making $1 million in a year in your business, okay, let's say that you are at $250,000 a year in your business. You are. If you could teach someone how to go from 1, just starting a business, to making $250 million a year, even though your goal is $1 million a year, if you could take someone from 1, just starting a business, to a 6 or a 7 at $250,000 a year, would that be worth it? Damn straight that would be worth it. You could change the lives of someone by helping them create a business that generates $250,000 a year. Are you kidding me? Okay, so these are the three things. These are three things. And I'm going to give you a bonus one, all right? I'm getting fired up right here. Here's a bonus one on how to know if you're ready for a book. If you want your business to grow, you're ready for a book, okay? If you want to save time because you're a busy entrepreneur and executive and you're looking to generate more speaking gigs, more clients, raise your rates, then a book is the thing. That's how you know you're ready. If you've been doing it, if you've gotten paid already to teach what you can write your book on, you're ready. If you've spoken about the topic that will be in your book, you're ready. If people have asked you questions over and over and over again, you're ready, okay? I believe in you. I've seen it done. I've seen people at the highest peak of their career write a book, and I've seen people who are just starting. I've seen people who are on the up and up write their book, and I've seen people who are doing complete shifts in their life and transitioning in their careers and their families write a book. You can do the damn thing. Okay, so if this is starting to get you thinking about, am I actually ready for a book? I feel it. I might be ready for a book. Let me tell you the first step. Okay, because it's not about, okay, I'm ready. Let me just go ahead and write everything. No, no, no. The first step here is to now take that one action that will get you closer to writing a book. It's not writing the book. It's not even outlining the book. The one step that you can take, and I'm going to give this to you, is I want to give you a copy of my book, Big Idea to Bestseller. This is a step-by-step roadmap. Okay, it'll take you a couple hours to read. This is a step-by-step roadmap on how you can write, publish, and launch a nonfiction book to grow your business and make an impact. All you got to do is go to bigidea2bestseller.com/free-book. That's bigidea2bestseller.com/free-book. I'll send you a free copy of the book. And that could be your first step on how to write your book, okay? You came into this video because you weren't sure if you're ready to write a book. And I hope that you're walking out of this, you're leaving this, you're shutting your computer down, you're turning off your podcast, however you're listening to this, all right? And I hope that you're starting to see that maybe it is possible. Maybe that gut feeling isn't just a gut feeling, maybe it's time to take action. And so I want to challenge you to take that next step in your book writing journey, whether that's picking up a copy of my book or whether it's doing the thing that you know you are meant to do. Your story matters. Your story deserves to be told. Your story deserves to be heard. But most importantly, somebody needs what you have to offer. And I believe in you. So let's get this book rocking and rolling. Thank you so much for listening to the Big Idea to Bestseller podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're ready to get started writing your dream book to grow your business and make an impact, then go ahead and go to bigidea2bestseller.com. That's www.bigidea2bestseller.com. You can get some free resources. You can grab a free copy of my book, Big Idea to Bestseller. And you can check out everything that we have to help you get started absolutely for free. Together, we're changing the world one book at a time. I'll see you on the next one. Let's go!